commencing November 24, 2009, Tuesday, Simandar City, Golden Morning Satsang. Deepak Bhai has taken seat and we are about to resume the satsang for the Golden Morning series in Simandar City. He lifts up a bunch of questions in front of him. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme Absolute Self who resides within you with a total sense of absolute sense of oneness and total obeisance. Jai Sachit Anand. Devang Patel from Rajkot asking a question. There is a number of new Mahatmas now coming up. Did we not take your question? I still have some residual questions. I will have some. What? I cannot get further explanation. And you will not get solution in one day, says Deepak Bhai. It takes time. You need to split the two, kashai and vishai. Kashai is anger, greed, deceit, pride. Vishai is sexuality. And so in the two, do you think that you might be hurting some others? If you do, take 15 to 20 minutes to wash off sexual mistakes and the other 15 to 20 minutes to wash off kashai mistakes of anger, greed, deceit, pride, insistence and wanting to have it your way. And so when any hurt arises to you because of these, not because on account of you, but to you, then you should be helpful. You should be happy that this is an account from past life being paid off. So you should be happy. It is when I go home, my mind and intellect take over. And but would you not know that your vision gets spoiled sexually? So if your vision gets spoiled sexually, what are you supposed to do? I mean, there are so many phases of these mistakes. There are so many facets to these errors. Next one.
Is
When file number one gets insulted, there is initially an absorption, and then as the suffering arises, then I revert back to the seat of the Shuddh Atma, the pure soul. I revert to the seat of Shuddhatma having been insulted, but then again I go back and forth. I made file number one understand that it was his fault only. In 2 hours, it only one layer moved. Even though I tried to explain to file number one that this was his fault, even though he was insulted. It's like a tree, you see, and you're trying to cut some branches. Your path is correct. Every time you should convince file number one that it is indeed some mistake of his which is the reason why he got insulted. If he is convinced 100%, if file one, then why does it last for 2 hours? Because intellect arises, says Deepak Bhai. The intellect hasn't quietened down yet. That is why it takes 2 hours, because once the intellect quietens down, then it will take 5 minutes. These are all layers of mistakes. There is still an underlying reason that I am correct, I am superior, I know something. Those are the major roots, and you are trying to cut the small branches on the tree. You have not touched the root at all, which is at the bottom of it all. There is a sense that you are superior. I have to keep on convincing him along the Swiss lines. The more you convince him, the root hasn't been gone yet. The root is the pride, it is the sense that you are something. And so if you eradicate the root, then no new leaves and trees will grow. So you have to keep at it until you reach the root. If it does not arise, you have to ask file number one, why was it that you got so upset on this little thing? Tease him. Tease Michael and say, Michael, what's up? Why did you get so upset on this little thing? What is the disease within you that is making you react so much and to feel so hurt on such a small matter? After all, they were words only, were they not? And so the more he accepts it, the easier it will be. However, you have not been able to eradicate. You are still aware that I am Viral, I am Michael, and then beyond that I am superior, I am right, I am a BCom, Bachelor of Commerce, and so I know something. I'm Viral, I'm correct, and so then the branches, I am very good in accounts, and then I understand this matters in account better than the other person, and so this goes on. So as the branches ramify, as the branches multiply, if somebody points out and say, you speak a little too fast, they'll say, no, you try to cover it up. So along the branches also you cover up something, because you do not accept certain things. And then the other side you have to show that, did you not push that other person and try to have it your way? Were you not upset with the other person? Did you not ignore him? He was trying to talk to you, but you did not listen to him properly, etc. So show him in balance that this is where he is wrong. If he thinks that he is superior and he knows something, you need to bring him down. If you push other people in your office around, that is not good. You forgot to see his pure soul. What right do you have to kind of force or to offend somebody else in your office? He says if I do not converse with him, the trees and the leaves will keep on growing, will they not? Yes, this man problem, this pride issues, you have to slowly, if you do not analyze your own pride and your own need to be validated and your own need to be respected, how are you going to really get to the roots of it all? Because it reacts in so many different ways. So you have to, as you cut off the branches and the leaves, then the roots, you will be able to reach to the root level. And the next day something else will sprout, something else will be there. And so, then you tend to blame, what can I do if he sends me the document late, what can I do? So then that means another branch. That means you are trying to blame the other person, you are forgetting the Agna number 3. So then there are so many other branches that I am correct, I am superior, I know something, I have better abilities, and so all of these are branches, major branches of the main tree of pride, is it not? And therefore, so what we are catching is the insult, somebody insults us or we insult. So when you move from underneath the shade of the Gnani, from this satsang into your own room, then immediately the intellect ego complex takes over and it will go into its own modes. So, but if that other person... So if the compliments come, then again you will, so you're constantly, so this person, the non-self complex, is constantly rolling and riding either in positive or negative, somebody speaking positive about you or somebody speaking negative about you. And so that is, if he respects you, then you go towards positive. If he insults you, then you go into the negative. So the negative and the positive are dependent upon how your ego of pride gets fed. So if your ego of pride gets fed with a compliment, you move towards the positive, but you are in the same hole, are you not? Because when somebody say, oh, you do it very well, Michael, so then immediately you start thinking about the positive aspects of it. But you are at a peripheral level. Are you not? You are not at the self level. So then at the other time again, if the children, apparently this young man is a teacher, and if his kids do not behave, ultimately the reports come to the teacher, then he'll say, oh, yeah, the teachers are, because the teachers feel responsible for their children, for their students. And so if their students get criticized, the teacher takes it up on his head, and he'll say, oh, this, maybe these people do not see it the way I see it. Again, the negative starts. So this is, the intellect is always there to run from one positive to the negative, to the positive, to the negative. So this is the trunk, and then the major trunks, and then the smaller trunks, and then the smaller branches, and then the leaves, and the leaves. So the external cues are the evidences by which you know where the problem is. However, you need to quickly go to the major trunks and to the roots. These are all complications. Men have problems with... Men have the big trunk and two big major branches and two and two. A very symmetrical tree. A very symmetrical tree. Everywhere there is two limbs. Everywhere there is two more limbs. And so this. And but for the women, for the women it's the other way around. If they clear off one end of the tree, the roots grow on the other side and try to sap off and take more energy from the other side. So Because when a woman is given a very distinct instruction about, hey, this is wrong, she will immediately go into 10 different reasons why she cannot do it. And so she tries to retinize. So it is very difficult to find which route to attack. Her roots are constantly swinging from one side to the other. Whereas for the man, it is really two. You cut it, immediately on that side it starts improving. So this is another analogy whereby Deepak Bhai has described the male versus the female Prakruti. But this is so. But you have to recognize that regardless who you are, there is a 300 feet pipeline, and there is a tank that is a fixed tank that you have brought from past life. As the fixed tank starts diminishing, nothing new is coming out. Only thing is your current problem is that you get lost in that which is manifesting as a result of the tank that is emptying, and that which is still present in the 300 feet pipeline. So the Pratavidhi is the critical portion. The prayers of the Pratavidhi, the early morning Vidhi, is very important. With the exception of the pure soul experience, I do not want anything. We are on the right path. Every time make him understand, every time converse with file one, every time we converse with Alicia, and just make her understand, and you are on the correct path. It is just a step by step. The original branch is in Mumbai, but at least, and the sub branches are Ahmedabad and Adalaj and then Simandar City, Gandhinagar branch. So then there is Bombay, Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar, Adalaj branch and Simandar City. So these are all substations. So you have to recognize that these are unfolding effects in the substation. He says, you have to recognize, even if the local branch goes into bankruptcy, and the original branch is pretty good and stable. See, the original branch is first class, it's running very well. It is the small branch which does not generate much money, like a bank branch. So then say, but the original branch is still solid and going on. So his analogy continues with reference to the widespread branches all over. And of course, five agnas is to attack the main branch, is it? The main roots. That's the other way around. See, the hunger is so intense that it wants to grab on to the earliest evidence of pride, validation. They'll say, Michael, you're such a good, nice person. Immediately you take it up. You see, and so. But slowly it is decreasing. I understand that these are all mistakes of superiority. Supposing I am hurting somebody by bossing over him. But I can see that file number one is in pride, continues to be in pride issues. So then, having known that it is his pride that is in action, what should I do? Do not hurt anyone. We talked about five tracks. Do not hurt anyone. Then when you get hurt, then accept it. Number three, then increase the awareness. We had talked about the five tracks. You have to use the five tracks. The five tracks. Can you disc? Why don't you tell us about your experiences? For a long time, we have been saying that when other people compliment you, when the ego gets fed with pride and compliment, it becomes positive. When it gets insulted, it becomes negative. The ego becomes negative. So why don't you tell us about your experience? Now he's relating his experience. When I was in Bombay, I was being respected a lot. All the Mahatmas in Bombay used to say, this boy is something, so my ego was was flying. I was a center coordinator and a center coordinator, MBA. He was an MBA. Deepak uses the word MBA for member of Brahmacharya Association. Member of Brahmacharya Association. So because he was a celibate boy, everybody was appreciating him, and so ego was flying high. So when I came here, I joined the office. And there were a lot of associates, but a lot of my associates had come to Mumbai afterwards. So even here I felt like I was the senior guy, then I could boss over them and I could exercise my control and influence over them. I was the junior most at work, but so I was not very sincere in my work. Initially, therefore, my ego superiority attitude was constantly, and I was insincere in my work. I was lazy, and so there were lots of complaints coming. And so when the complaints started coming, I had suffering. Because I was junior, I had no standing in the office, and the senior people were making all the decisions. They never involved me, and so I was not getting any importance. They were not consulting me, so therefore my ego took a beating. I was in Bombay, I was a head, you know, and here I was a nobody. So I was getting fed up. I wasn't liking Vadalaj in Simandar City. The main reason is different. But it was the original reason was because you were new, he did not like how to blend in with the other people, and he was not getting any appreciation because he was not doing any work. So it went on for a year and a half. And then you forgot to say that you were seeing negatives in your colleagues. This fellow is like this, this fellow is like this, this fellow is like this, this fellow is no good. Yes, and I was constantly criticizing other person. I used to be negative. So he's describing exactly how the hungry ego of pride works. And so I was unable to help, and on top of that I was unnecessarily getting I was hung up on my high horse of the ego, and I recognized that I was hurting on my own self, and I knew that the other people were hurting on my account too. Why don't they ask me? Why would they not consult me? And so I became a little bit more stubborn and insistent, and slowly
you are now team leader.
And one day he was given a big certificate that you are now a team leader. They decided without asking me. I knew that they're going to. He says, coming events, classes. One day they made him a leader. He says that I had an understanding that one day or the other they're going to give me importance. There was a direct decision. Today you have to do this. And so, overnight, as soon as he heard it, says Deepak Bhai, a minute ago he was thinking negative about all these people, and instantly, as soon as he heard that he is part of the leadership, he immediately started seeing positive on everybody. He started seeing the positive in all his colleagues. He says, okay, we're just going to finish this work in no time. Overnight, the flywheel that was going in the anti-clockwise, he started thinking positive. Everything is fine. All of these are nice people. These are wonderful people. And so I started immediately getting into how to solve the problems, and everything turned into positive. And so I became involved in all the aspects of work in every line of my office. See, so Deepak Bhai says he had arranged all of these things. So it's just because his hungry ego was not being fed, he started becoming depressed. And in 3 months, he says, his people, even people were depressed. In 3 months, the antidepressants are thrown out. Why? Because the ego that is so hungry is now being diverted towards the positive. Initially, he says, 4 to 6 to 8 months, my ego was not at all being fed. I was almost depressed. It was the ego. The mind took it over and the ego took it over. And I was just searching. I was searching, where will I find some space, some appetite for my hungry ego. He says the gnan was not applicable, because the underlying root was not being fed, and so the gnan was not being applicable. Isolated. Yes. In other words, this is Bombay and Ahmedabad branches were fine. However, the Gandhinagar branch and the Adalaj branches were every day were suffering. And as soon as he became a team leader, he just immediately switched everything around, and he says, I felt like I was in bliss. I started enjoying the bliss of the self. How would you know? He says, forget about talking about Nirakurta. It was nothing but you have moved from the suffering ego to the ego that is being fed, so you feel a little bit good. This has got nothing to do with Nirakurta, which is the bliss of the self, S capital. This is, you are still playing at the relative level only. And ultimately, with one person, I had a very negative attitude towards, despite positive towards everybody. He says he's got such a hyper machine. However, with one particular individual, he was not getting any recognition. So he says my revolutions are so high that I was not able to set it with the other person at all. And so therefore I was not getting any validation from him. Even in college it was like that. In college I may be interested in something, but if I'm not interested in something, I will not get involved in it. And so even in satsang also, initially I did not have any kind of ability in satsang. But initially my pride used to get fed so much that it started getting development. And so that it's because my ego of pride was being fed that I started I became highly developed in that particular aspect. So pride, when it's being fed, and so Deepak Bhai says, when the family members say that you are doing something wrong, he would not accept it, because the ego simply will not accept it. But he says, now I understand that it was totally wrong ego. It was a wrong, hungry ego. So, and he would react and reject whenever anybody pointed out his obvious faults. So as soon as the ego gets pride, then it swells up. And even if he is working for 16 hours a day, he will continue to work even more and more, as if he is such a heavy duty worker, because he'll say, oh, I'm a worker for Dada, etc. So it is his ego that is being fed. It is his pride that is being fed in a positive direction. Of course, he says, you don't need to let go of pride and insults. Pride is food and insults is vitamins. So you need both of them. just concentrate on these things. In other words, Deepak Bhai is now utilizing pride as a way towards moving towards the positive. But recognize that the moment you step out of the line of demarcation and become Michael, then the ego arises, and then the ego goes into pride, and how the pride now, the hungry pride now eats itself into a positive or starves itself into a negative attitude. So this is a recognize the simple equation. When the pride is being fed, it one move towards positive. When the pride is hurt and insulted, then the same ego moves towards the negative. And this is a very exact. If you go into the more exactness, then there is I am Kartik, and then I am superior. Then I am correct on pride. I am correct. I know I'm something. Then there is the pride of illusion, the knot of illusion. This is my wife, my objects, my life, my building, my property. And then there is the wanting to have it your way in the branch. Whatever I say must happen, it should. You must. Then there is a pride of greed. There is a knot of greed. And so he keeps on accumulating. And so all of these are branches, major branches. And so now we are backtracking on each one of those branches, coming back to the main trunk. And so ultimately we come to the original who am I issue, and then who am I really? And they say, what is on the branch of illusory attraction, you get into a sense of a security blanket, and then a comfort zone. She is mine, he is mine, I like to be with him. And then in the greed, they just are constantly involved in money making issues. How can I make more businesses? How can I? To the exclusion of everything else, he is just going in only money making issues only. Where can I make more money? Where can I make money? He forgets his wife and children and his family life and everything. He is just into money making only. So pride, greed, these are pride, greed, illusory attraction, and having to your own. So now in the moha, in the illusory attraction, there is the attraction of food and there is the attraction of sex. So these are the two kind of branches. So it is the sexuality is being fed through ears as well as through eyes. If somebody says, Michael, come and meet me, or from a distance says, hey Michael, how are you doing? Immediately the pride is being fed. You see? And so it says, if somebody looks at you and kind of appreciates you, then also he says, your pride is being fed through the eyes. And so you're supposed to see the pure soul in him. However, you are trying to get a little bit of recognition so that they say, he recognizes me, he recognizes me, see, he recognizes me. And so when you come to the trunk, then below the trunk is the root cause, and then you go into the sub, that if you want to do three lives, if you keep after it, the original science, of course, you have attained that I am pure soul, Kartik is file number one, Vyavasthit is the doer, I have to settle the file with equanimity. When the negative was arising, you were saying, the worldly people, the ignorant people, they bind karma in negativity, whereas a Mahatma starts seeing his own faults and starts moving towards the self as capital. So this is the opportunity to move towards the self whenever you get hurt. Especially, pride is nothing but a seat on a horse. And then when you are on a horse, there are the ones who are next to you, the ones who are below you, and the ones who are ahead and on top of you, ahead of you. So there is a constant role, you know, the world, you keep on looking down and being scornful to those below you, whereas you are constantly jealous and envious of those who are ahead of you. So when you are on a horse, you are constantly hitting your whip, and the reactions are terrible. And so you're hitting the horse of the ego, while the ego, even though you're helping others, he says, even if you're doing very well in a company, he says, I'm doing very well, and you're saying, I'm being so nice to everybody, why am I suffering? The answer is, you're sitting on the high horse of ego. You should have gotten down on the floor and worked along with the others. and so. When it's you, why do you feel insulted? It's not that you, the somebody is insulting you, but it's because your pride is not being fed. When your hungry ego is not being fed, that is the feeling of insult. The other person has no intention of hurting you. However, you take it as an insult because it only shows that you have a very hungry ego of a pride that is needing to be validated and fed. And so this is where the worldly people, when they get insulted, they bind karma, whereas Mahatmas, when they get insulted, they do pratikraman. That is the difference. And so this is a very beautiful sample, this Kartik, this young boy who gave his examples today, his experience. This is a total experience of a year and a half that was discussed. And so it says, even if you get less money, but if your pride is being fed, you will say, oh, you will accept a job with less salary. And you say, okay, that's fine. Here I enjoy it because everybody is appreciating me. Whereas even if you're getting a lot of money, but if your pride is not being fed, you will not be happy there. So recognize that the hungry ego is the real problem here. The hungry ego of pride. You see? So now sincerity means whether your hungry ego gets fed or gets starved, you will continue to do the same kind of work with your best abilities. That is called sincerity in a seva or in a service. The sincere person is not worried whether his hungry ego gets fed or starved. And so, starved or insulted. And so, anyway, the sincere person does not look at the other person and does not look at how somebody else's ego is being fed or insulted. So, there is a big fridge. Now, the concept of refrigerators are, again, these are all refrigerators. And these refrigerators are created by the hungry ego, and so it tries to preserve its food of pride in a very specific circle, trying to have people around him who stroke his back and appreciate him and validate him, etc. It's a fridge of pride and a fridge of supposing he's doing a certain kind of work in seva, then that is his refrigerator. And so he goes into all of these different directions. So it is, yes, continue to do the work of service, but do it without a fridge and without a sense of territorializing this. Territorializing your assigned work is nothing but your refrigerator, which preserves the feeders of the hungry ego of pride or hungry ego of greed or hungry ego. And so from one sample, this is today's satsang. You should analyze this young man's talk and try to see, and this is, and recognize that in any opportunity, any suffering that arises is a cue, C-U-E, is a sign, is a signal for you to come back home. You are in the wrong place. Get out of that other side of the line of demarcation. Come home, apply the five agnas, discuss, have a nice conversation with Michael from within, talk to him, make him see where he is at, and bring him back home. This is how it is, and not blame the other person who has just insulted you or has ignored you, or is in fact be very grateful to the person who insults you. And if satta means authority, supposing you're a CEO, you have certain authority. If you misuse it, you lose it. If you use it properly, it will blossom. I understand that this is more, says Deepa Sirish Bhai, that this is illusory attraction, and analyze this is man, that this is pride. Can you please show the next step? This is one secret. Why don't you go towards the qualities of the self, that I am absolute Siddha Stuti, I am infinite energy, I am the blissful one, I am beyond all of this. These are all shadows of the ego. I see. Now you can see. It says, if you see it in the mirror, he says, come on, straighten up, come on, straighten up, come on, straighten up. He will not. Then you just need to move away from the mirror and say, hey, listen, I am the Self. I am the Blissful One. I am infinite knowledge. I am infinite bliss. And the moment when once the I goes towards the S capital Self, the shadow will lose away. Of course, this is the original one. Now he has given a new key towards it, which is what we just discussed. Michael, come home. Michael, come home. Elisha, come home. Come home means be the Self, because that the moment, this is an Aptavani 14, after 8, 8, 3 and 14. These are the three, 8, Aptavani 8, Aptavani 3 and Aptavani 14. That is the role, that is the one towards to move towards the S capital. This is the highest. I am infinite Self. I am infinite bliss. So this is how we move. And then the other one is, I wonder how it would be for Dada. So Dada's Nididhyasan. You can do Nididhyasan through of the Gnani, through just his face, or through his thoughts, through his satsang, through his, you can do. And if you compare, and you can wonder how was it for Dada, how was it for Dada. And then you move to in that direction. So this is Nididhyasan. They ultimately, so these are all stations. I wonder how Dada would have behaved in such situations. What would Dada do this? Similarly, what would Dada do this? You know, some people imply, what would have Jesus done in this sort of stuff? So what would Dada do it? And so, what was Dada's state without any greed, without any ego feeding, without any hunger of the ego, or without any hunger of sexuality? What was Dada's state? And then higher than that is the ultimate bhajana, ultimate reaffirmation of the qualities of the Self. And so therefore you are winding away from the other side of the line of demarcation and coming on this side, are you not? This is the stepping. This is our missing step. The Nididhyasana of the Gnani, therefore, is at multiple levels, from the visual visualization, facial visualization, all the way to the inner state of the Gnani, the inner contemplation of the Gnani. What were his thoughts? What was his approach? What was his upyog? So there are the kashais, and then there's the man. On pride, entire Aptavani 9 is on man. There are phenomenal keys given on man, on Aptavani 9. On Aptavani 10, it is ego and intellect. And then 1 and 2 is at the gross level. And subtle pride and subtle. And this is the ego. So if you recognize the nature of the ego, then you'll understand Aptavani 10 very beautifully. And then there is another one called the mad ego. Read the chapter 150 pages about the mad ego on Aptavani 10. The subtlest level ego is gone. However, the subtle ego is still there. And so when the subtler ego kind of blossoms, sukshmatar ahankar, then how wild and mad it can become. All these descriptions are given by Dada in Aptavani tale on the 150 pages of ego. Ultimately, you have to kind of know what was the state of the Gnani. In other words, this person just wants to escape. He does not want anything in this world. With the exception of moksha, he does not want anything. Then, when you really do not want anything in this world, then you will be free from these vishayas and kashayas. So if you separate the ego, then you have to ask him, hey Michael, what do you want? So then you have to ask him, if you don't want this, if you don't want worldly pride and recognition, then what is it that you want? And he said, with the exception of the pure experience of the Self, I do not want anything relative in this world. So these are all the anubhavs, the experiences. Versus, I want the eternal, I do not want anything temporary, I do not want that which will end up in pain again. So right now we have it at the level of conviction only. As we increase in our awareness, then we will come to the level of the experience. At the level of the experience, nothing will will touch you. None of these vishayas and none of the kashayas will touch you. No elements and no aspects and no subtle flavors of it will touch you. I don't get pride. But when I don't get, my pride does not get validated, then I feel, this is Deepak Bhai says, then I feel insulted. When nobody compliments me, I feel insulted. He says, this is not only yours. We have just described the entire spectrum of pride in front of you. Have you not? We have discussed it in detail here. And so what shall I do? He says, Vidhi, Vanchan, Samayik. What shall I do first? You should just Vidhi and Vanchan. Then you Vidhi, after Vidhi, read Aptavani 9 and the book on celibacy. For sexual faults, the book on celibacy. For pride, read the book Aptavani 9. And so then read something and then come to Pratikramans for any faults done, and then Samayiks. You split the Samayiks in two. If you got 1 hour, half an hour of Brahmachari Samayik celibacy, half an hour on the other issues of Kashais, especially pride. Next one. Do you understand what is Nirakurta versus Karthik Chira? Do you have his card? He says, how would I know that the pleasure, what is the differentiation between Nirakurta, which is actually the natural bliss of the self, versus a sense of pleasantry and a sense of happiness, which is in the relative level? How would I know? He says, if you are in pleasure and pain, you are in suffering versus pain, are you not? Whereas this one, even when there is suffering and pain going outside pleasure, in the presence of pleasure and pain, the one who is aware of it all and separate from it all is in nir akurta, means neither uneasy nor easy, and you are beyond that. I feel like when somebody insults me, I understand, I say that I am absolute knowledge only. So then analysis closed. Did it close? But then there is a little bit of it. There is the other person, he takes a shortcut. Are you hurting another person? Because she says, when somebody insults me, all I do is immediately I say, I am the absolute pure self. I am Paramatma. And she says, so Deepak Bhai just immediately says, come, brings her down to the lower level, says, is people around you being hurt? Is the main switch? He says, right now you just turned off the main switch. Don't you think I should analyzing? Yes, you have to do analysis. And why don't you? He says, the analysis will not happen when pleasant things are around in front of you. The analysis will begin when unpleasant situations arise in front of you. But are you aware of the fact that you're hurting other people? Are you doing pratikraman for it? Yeah. Why don't you do pratikraman for all the difficulties and mistakes that you do? That is the greatest purusharth. Begin from that level. The ego used to burn. When nobody was bothering you, of course everything was fine. But now, then he says, now of course. He is now standing on the place of Nirakurta. Nirakurta, the bliss of the self. And so, but even as you are standing on the in the seat of the self, he says, should I move away from pleasant into unpleasant? She says, no. Don't push away. You cannot push away the relative situations. You cannot manipulate the relative situations. When things are happening fine in front of you, but don't you think you're hurting some other people? If you're hurting other people, don't you think you're hurting your husband in subtle ways? Then he should do it this way. Why doesn't he not do it this way? So then wash it off. When you cannot have it your way. Yes. Do you think he does? So that is where you need to start focusing now. Okay, next one. Achaya wants to get rid of her mistakes, and she is in opposing all these mistakes. However, where is the mistake happening? However, she is still not happy. She recognizes this all. what is the difference between Anand versus intellectual sense of peace? If you have stopped from hurting other people, it is a major spiritual gain. If other people around you do not get hurt on your account, you have attained a major spiritual step. Are you being impartial to file number one? Can you see that file number one is hurtful to others? And now you. Deepak Bhai started this branch business. Now he's talking about branch in Simandar City, branch in Gandhinagar, branch in Ahmedabad, and branch in Bombay as the main route. And his analogies have gone in a different direction. So he says slowly the intellect from negative intellect is moving towards positive intellect. He says, people say, if you stop attacking other people, that means your intellect has moved from negative side to the positive side, which is much better, is it not? Pragna means you are beyond intellect, you are beyond the non-self into the self territory, and you are beyond the good and the bad, beyond hurt and pleasure and pain. So it's good. It's good if you stop hurting other people, because then now the intellect has moved in the right direction. But, she says, but I have to move forward, do I not? She says, yes, the process is, Divya Goy says, do not spoil that which has been improved. But for a few days you improve, and then in the next 4 or 5 days you end up, you are back in arguments again, hurting other. Won't I will not have to look at it? Won't I? I know, I recognize this, but in certain matters she knows, and in certain matters she does not know. She says, check 1 day, check 2 days, then check 1 month, then check whole life. Stop. He says, today you stopped making attacking, but yesterday did you hurt somebody? Wash off everything. Deepak Bhai has adopted a totally different approach with this issue here. What he's saying is, start with the border and totally start wiping over and over again. Because up until now, your intellect was always trying to argue and rationalize and become the lawyer within. And now all day long, investigate in my entire day long, did I hurt anyone? If not today, did you hurt anyone yesterday? Then if it was not physical hurt, was it mental hurt? He says, when I'm seeing, I cannot see it. And therefore, if you cannot see it, therefore, that means you have to, if every day you take a wash, bath, then only you will take. Otherwise these bricks of faults will become a wall, and then it will be very difficult to break, and then it will be a big veil in front of you. Yes, it affects me, but then how do I proceed further? Recognize that you are on the path. I understand. Are you hurting anyone? Are you hurting anyone? She says, yes, I am. That means it is still existent, is it not? Get out of it. Your mistakes, first of all, stop hurting anyone. That is step number one. Number two, your own suffering must stop. Number three, then take on the pleasant situations. Third level is the rag. Right now, you are still dwelling in dvesh, avarance and aversion, are you not, and scorn. And therefore, and it is from there, this kind of ping-ponging that you recognize, that you really are not getting out. You're not out of stage one and stage two yet, so how can you come to stage three, where you start attacking the pleasant mistakes? There is when somebody certifies you that for the past 3 years she has not hurt anyone, not a soul, then you are graduating to the next one. But she says, but it is start And she says, even when I know, supposing she knows it, but she still does not let go of her stubbornness, then what should I do? Then what can I do? Deepak Bhai says, what can I do? Look, he says, if you do not come back to normality through understanding, then nature will beat you and bring you back this way. So you either take a beating from nature or do it with understanding yourself. So, what mistakes have people made that you have to become so stubborn? What right do you have to become insistent and stubborn and to have it your way? Why? What right do you have to exercise your influence over any other human being? This is pure animal nature. A very heavy word he used for the person who does not let go of her insistence or his insistence that I you have to do it this way. You shall do it this way or else. You see, this is recognize this very serious fault of insistence within you. I understand it, she says, I recognize it, but it does not break. So then he brings her down one more level. Then ask for energies and be repentant. Dear Dada Bhagwan, please help me. What else have you got? That's your last level of understanding. First sentence is, through these thoughts, speech and actions, I do not want to hurt anyone in this world for... And this is Pratha Vidhi all over again, is it not? It is the early morning Vidhi all over again. Dear Dada Bhagwan, Jivatmano, Kinchitma, Agandhan, then the third. And then, and see, it's third sentence. So it says every day make her read things. Which is this, you know, the Pratha Vidhi followed by the column number 6. For the Kashais, the Pratha Vidhi, and for the Vishais, the column number 6. You see, and you keep on making her repeat this over and over again. So this is, you know, now she brought Deepak Bhai down to the lowest level of head. Vidhi vanchak samayik. Vidhi, everyday vidhi. So whether the chit remains while you're reading the charan vidhi or not, make her do it. You have to do it. And then vanchan, read the sexual, read Brahmacharya and Aptavani 9 for Kashan. 9 is the most important one to recognize the ego, and then be sincerely repentant about sexual mistakes at a subtle level. Just be sincerely repentant. You see, so focus on Vishay and then come back to Kashay. Vishay, just always do pratikraman for this Vishay, sexual mistakes. What we really need to do, the knot that is still there, we just want to soften it and then break it and shatter it. We are not going to stage 3, we are not going to go into the pleasantries. The third level is the pleasantry, that which appears pleasant to you. Vidhi Vanchan, two components. Samayik and the Samayik are having read after morning 9, do the Samayik. What do you see in Samayik? Do Pratikraman. First, you heard somebody, do the Pratikraman first, and then subsequently then go deeper into the cause behind the hurting to others. And so just keep on washing. And then go into Samayik and say, why am I again and again stuck in this thing? What happens? Is it happening? No. To recognize a mistake is to be free from it. And what about the points? And just write down the mistake. Write down the points. If it does not move, if it does not move, then 5 to 10 minutes of pratikraman for each of those mistakes. I do not want to do it again. I do not want to hurt anybody ever again. And please forgive me. This is not my intention. And then ask for the energies. And this is the only path. The whole track has been laid out very beautifully by Deepak Bhai in this excellent satsang. This should be listened to over and over again. This is all stuck material. This is solidified material from last life. And when it unfolds, this is your opportunity. When it doesn't unfold, then you need to look at it and tease it to get it out. And so, and you keep on improving the new stuff. The old echoes will tell you, oh, this is terrible, and the no, and the new one. Then the right side is, I'm pure soul. So you're counterbalancing both on this side in the relative. So in the relative, there any suffering of any kind, any signal of any kind that tends to pull you into the relative is a cue for you to immediately go into the exact precision mode through VVPS, Vidhi Vanchan from the Pratikraman and Samayik. When you do pratikraman, those mistakes will go, and samayik will burn the roots at the cause level. And this is the homework given. You will have to do the homework. There is no other way out of this thing. That is why Aptavani 6 is beautiful for it. It is now available in English for you all. It is, and this entire world is going towards Sikshara, even much tougher times. And if you get stuck up with these people of the world, then they will drag you into the sixth era. And there is warnings are given in every page of Aptavani 6. So just keep it really in mind. And because otherwise, if you try to do it your way, then the intellect, ego in complex will automatically take over and will not let you be free. So therefore, by reading these words of the Gnani Purush that are in front of you, you will become free. You become instantly free by reading them. The intellect is such that it will not let you open up the book on Brahmacharya. It will not open up, let you open up the book, and it will keep on. But if you say every day, I want to read at least 5 pages of the Adashri's Vani, at least you have fulfilled that. 5 pages is a lot of pages. So, and read them with awareness, read them with what Adashri. Come on, let us do Vidhi now. Maybe the satsang is getting over. Let's start with Vidhi now. This says, those who have a lot of suffering, let them recite the middle portion of the Charan Vidhi. The eater is eating, I the non-eater. Those who get a lot of suffering having listened to this satsang, skip directly to what Deepak Bhai told us, that go into the energies of the self. If the whole idea of this satsang is not to depress file number one, if the file number one feels depressed or down because this is so many faults, then come back to I am infinite in energies. Yes. He says, but first come home and then call the policeman. You see, and the whole idea is not to call the policeman by saying if there is a thief. Jai Sachidananda.